I believe one of the most critical things that you could do for yourself personally as well as professionally is to develop your own personalized learning system, or PLS.
Frontiers Radio.
So this is something that I go into details in the web-based workshop Deep Learner. Feel free to check that out at darrelchow.com/courses. This runs in a format where spread over several weeks that you will go through one practical bite size at a time, one every 3 days, and the course is a lifetime access. But in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that has really changed and shaped the way that I've been thinking and learning in this process. And I'm going to talk to you about a new application that I've been using. Now, I'm usually not sold on new shiny stuff, but this particular software that I'll be addressing today has really shaped the way that I see how my note-taking over the years have really started to inform me and guide me into things I wouldn't have thought just purely in my head. But first, let's talk about a particular way of note-taking that I've been doing over the last several years. So I've been using this particular software called Simple Note. It's from the makers of the company Automattic, that also brings us WordPress, that so many millions, if not billions, of websites are powered and run by them, and mine's one run by WordPress as well. But they have one particular note-taking software that I liked, which is called Simple Note. And the reason I like it is because it is non-fussable. You can't muck around with the fonts, no change its layout that much, or font size and all that kind of stuff. Except that if you know Markdown language, you could start to use headers, bold, italicize, different stuff. And I like that constraint. Constraints are really useful in that way. So what I've been doing since 2011 is to be able to capture almost everything. Everything that I've gone through, be it a book that I'm reading, an interview, a podcast I heard, or something I read online, or even a movie that I watch, I put that in. Particularly one activity that I've been doing that has served me really, really well is this idea of capturing therapy learnings, capturing weekly therapy learnings. And basically what this is for every week in my typical clinical practice week, I take some time, 5 minutes near the end of the week, mostly Fridays, if not it spills into the weekend when I'm just thinking about this. I look through my schedule and I think about the people that I've met. And then I think about one idea that I want to remember, one thing that I found noteworthy for my future self to remember, and I put it down. And I constrain that to a maximum of 100, 140 words, a bit like Twitter. And I also capture blunders, mistakes, bloopers in my work, and I categorize them. I number them, and I date them, and I compile this as I go. And over the years, this has built into about 300 plus notes at this point in time of the recording. What's super cool about this is when I look back at them, I am surprised that some of the things that I wrote down, some of the things I forgot about even, and some of it even sounds pretty smart. Like I can't believe that I wrote that. And the really interesting part is how I forget some of these things, some of these timeless learnings, not just prone to recency bias or even primary bias, things that I learned early on, but things that I forget in between. And this is really helpful that I'm capturing them onto notes, because my note-taking has become an extension of my mind, so to speak. Some other noteworthy things to put down about capturing weekly therapy learnings is that by doing this, I also would index them with numbers, as I've mentioned, and I would date them too. So this way, you can start to see the running numbers, and you'll be able to somewhat organize this mess in a useful way. Having said that, there are quite severe limitations of Simple Note, even though I've been using this for close to 10 years now, and one of which is clearly the embedment of images. Now, I tend to work with notebooks quite a bit. I write a lot digitally, but I also write a lot analog. And what I do with these things is that I start to scan them and file them into simple notes. And there's no easy way in doing this because it's only text-based. So what I end up working around was to save this into Dropbox and put a URL into that. So this was one of the severe limitations that I was facing. You could argue that you should be using something like Evernote or Apple Notes, even the one that's inbuilt that you can put in images, or Notion, a more recent development of this kind of knowledge management. However, they get a little bit too complicated, and the friction that's involved in just loading them up and looking at them also becomes an issue, because you want something that's non-fussable and the friction is low, is easily accessible that way. The other limitation that I found in SimpleNote is that it doesn't provide what we call bi-directional linking. So it means that even though SimpleNote has recently updated where you could put one note and you say linked to the other note, it doesn't allow you to go the other way around. Not bi-directional, it's only one direction. So if I retrieve a note, it shows me a link to something if I have intention to link that. But if I do it the other way around, it's not showing up. So let's take a pause for a second as I've been talking about SimpleNote. Let's ask the basic question of why note taking? So there's a common phrase that's been used these days called the Personal Knowledge Management System, which is PKM, where you start to collect information and store them into a bank, so to speak. Now, I think that's great, but I would go further to say that not just a personal knowledge management system that you need, I find that if you can create a system that grows like a garden, it really, really helps. So therefore, instead of PKM, I like to call it the PLS system, which is the Personalized Learning System, where it grows like a garden. When you put in some seeds, you might not see the immediate results, but it slowly starts to reap and even compound its effects upon how deeply you learn in the process. And a system, by the way, is not haphazard. It is systematized. There's a certain kind of way that you are indexing and noting, and even when you're retrieving them, there's a certain way that you can look through stuff that you might have already forgotten. So the other thing as well, when you create a way to make sure that you capture almost everything, you're not just writing down what you know. You write as a way of knowing. You write as a way of thinking clearly, where you create the grooves in your mind to be a bit more deeply ingrained as you reflect and as you think about certain key ideas. Another side benefit of that, if you keep taking notes, the payoff is tremendous when you can start to do what we call in the Deep Learner Workshop retrieval practice. Now, this is one of the things in the learning sciences I wish they have taught me when I was still in school, and I wish they were teaching more about this idea of retrieval practice. Basically, what this is that when you've learned something, you put it aside and you come back to it at a later time and you test yourself. You test yourself what you can remember, and then you retrieve and confirm or get this confirmation of what you have learned. Test in order to learn, not learn for the test. And that way of learning puts a deeper memory into your mind about those stuff. And that's really, really useful. Try this if you are learning for something, for an exams maybe, or a test. It's really useful. But I think it's also helpful when you want to learn timeless stuff, perennial matters that you can apply clinically in your work as a psychotherapist. And finally, one of the other benefits of note-taking is that you're not just collecting dots. You are collecting dots that you can later start to connect the dots. This is where synthesis is so powerful, that you won't see these connections unless you've been thinking in an extended way, a way to extend your mind onto something external, off the cognitive load in your head and into something, and you're thinking and actively processing, metabolizing some of these information. This is where the payoff is tremendous. So without further ado, let me just give voice to what is this app that I'm talking about. The app that I'm referring to is called Obsidian. Obsidian is something that I hesitated to talk about even in the initial launch of the Deep Learner Workshop. And I was just playing around with it because, you know, I don't want to fall for the new shiny object too easily. And I sort of toyed with that and I looked up certain forums, especially the Obsidian forum is really useful. The community is super, super helpful. And also looking at a particular note taker by the name of Nick Milo. He's got a really fantastic YouTube channel that sort of goes into the weeds about the use of Obsidian. And I finally took the plunge. I migrated all my notes. I found a way to do that and then bring that into Obsidian and populate it in there. So why am I doing this in Obsidian? It's because I really, really appreciate tech freedom. That is, I'm not bounded by some kind of rental model of a particular software that I have to pay every month or every year. I know sometimes inevitable that some software say we have to do that, but I really like the idea that I'm not tethered to something like that. Plus, the software Obsidian is powered, or rather, it's run with Markdown language. It's just a simple way of typing, and there are cheat sheets that you could use to guide you on how you can create more elaboration or beautifying your note-taking. So for example, if you want to put a header, all you have to do is click a hash, and then you put your titles in there after that, or you put two hashes if it's a subheader, and three to go down the line. So there are many, many techniques around this, and it's pretty straightforward, and I'll provide the cheat sheet in the link here. And if you are listening to this on a podcast instead of on a video, just go to darrowchow.com/frontiers episode 9 to see some of these images in there and the links that are provided for the show notes too. So the other benefit is that it is free. It doesn't cost anything. You could support it if you are using other features, like if you want to publish your notes. There's a way to do that. And what's really, really cool is the community behind Obsidian are super, super helpful. And they create all kinds of plugins that you can use. For example, one that I just found recently is a plugin where you can actually extract highlights that you have made in a PDF. You just move the PDF in there, click the button, and it will start to take out all the highlights and put it down into plain notes. How cool is that? So many other plugins that you can use. But one of the things that sort of was so enticing that I sort of had to resist the urge just simply jumping into Obsidian is its graph view. Now, the graph view allows you to see each note as a dot. And when you start to make linkages, it starts to create this neural network of different notes and how that starts to populate and grow. And when you are looking at certain topics, for example, if you're looking at this topic on perfectionism, you can start to see what are the different notes associated with each other and how that links into other notes too. And I've noticed using Obsidian for the last month or two now, I've noticed that whenever I'm thinking of an idea, I'm thinking already literally on how this note is linked to that note, how this thought is linked to the other. The use of your tools can actually shape the way that you think. So this is one example of that. And so what about limitations for Obsidian? For now, there isn't a mobile application that is out there yet. I've seen some news of some beta versions, so it seems like it's in the pipeline of creation. So what I'm doing now is a workaround. I'm still using Simple Note, but then every week I'm just moving the notes into Simple Notes. Maybe next time I can talk a little bit more about the use of Obsidian in details and looking into my vault of the notes that I've collected over the years. But for now, my suggestion is that you create a personalized learning system for yourself. The payoff is huge. Just last week, I created a vault in Obsidian, even for my 8-year-old. And I just want her to be able to look back and to see all her learnings through each week. So she notes down her stuff onto a notebook. I scan them and maybe sometimes I type them in. And just when we start to build that up, we could see how learning about how the body works is related to another topic. But when we learn about dolphins, and then we create other topics that we tag them together. And then when she reads about, say, Anne Frank, how that links to other topics of people she admire when she listens to something, say, in the ABC podcast, Fierce Girls. So this is super cool. Once again, I'm not here to promote Obsidian in any way. I'm here to promote you to develop your own PLS, where you start to systematically take down your notes, because the payoff is huge. We are often just thinking so much in short term. Even when we attend a workshop, we want to know how to do A, how to do B, how to do C. That's fine, but we also need time to think about this in the long run. We need to cast our eyes to see far. And the payoff is huge if you are systematically taking notes that you could retrieve. And when you could retrieve them, you could start to synthesize. And it goes beyond just thinking and reflecting only in your head. For more about this, go to our Deep Learner web-based workshop at darylchow.com/courses to check it out. The course is available for registration and enrollment at this point. I hope to see you there. Thank you for listening to Frontiers Radio. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcasts on. And also, don't forget to spread the love and share with colleagues in the helping profession. Thanks for listening.